Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by United States Senator Bill Cassidy for the great state of Louisiana. Senator, welcome to the show.
Hey, Newell. Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you, sir. Thank you so much for joining us today. We hope you have a great Thanksgiving holiday season. And congratulations on passage of Senate Bill 373 through the U.S. Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee, otherwise known as the Reinvesting in Shoreline Economies and Ecosystems Act of 2023. I guess it's pronounced the RISE Act. Is that right?
Right.
So let us know as to what this does. I know it means more money for Louisiana, which is a good thing.
Well, we got to finish getting it all the way through, but this is the furthest we've ever gone. And what it is for the listeners, right now, Louisiana and the and Mississippi, Alabama, Texas, but mainly Louisiana, we share in the revenue and the royalties from drilling for oil and gas in the Outer Continental Shelf. We use that to rebuild our coastline. What we do with the RISE Act is we increase the amount that Louisiana would receive. We begin to include offshore wind revenue, and although Louisiana would do best, we actually share this revenue with every coastal state, including the Great Lakes, recognizing that there is more people living next to the coast, and the storms are coming, and we're having more damage. So this is the stitch in time saving nine. But, of course, I'm focused on Louisiana, and this would help us tremendously to build resilience.
So this actually kind of changes the formula, right, that was outlined in the Gomesa bill, and this that was kind of what you were just outlining.
Yeah. Under Gomesa, we are limited in terms of there's a cap on how much revenue can be shared with Louisiana or with the other three states. Florida is not included, but the other Gulf states are. And so this would lift the cap, and by lifting the cap, this would give us much more revenue. And by the way, I tell folks, this is not a money grab. This is protecting the U.S. Treasury. FEMA's data shows that for every $1 invested in mitigating risk of flooding, the federal government saves $6 in terms of going back after the fact and cleaning things up. So you put $1 billion down, you're going to save $6 billion. And we're talking Louisiana, but we're also talking around the nation. And we can see from Helene and elsewhere that there's a lot of coastal communities getting battered. So I think this is good for our state, but it's also good for the nation.
Senator, what are your thoughts about the possibility of passage in the whole Senate on this bill?
So obviously it helps us that we've got Steve Scalise and Mike Johnson. So we're working very closely. Troy Carter, Steve and Troy have got a similar bill in the House. And so the Louisiana delegation is all in. And so on the Senate side, it'll be included. Our strategy would have to be to get it included in one of the end of the year bills. And so we are working hard on this. There's a lot of politics involved, Newell. Imagine that, politics in Congress. But I think that the dollars and cents play out. The dollars and cents play out in terms of preventing future cost, but it also creates a lot of great-paying jobs. These are construction projects, and it creates a lot of jobs in Louisiana and elsewhere. And so I think there's things to recommend it, for somebody who doesn't live on a coast.
Is it something, in your estimation, that has to really get through this process in this session, or does it stand a better chance in the next session?
You know, bird in hand better than two in a bush. And so
I'm with you, Senator.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Let's go for it now. And without going into detail, yeah, some of the politics work better for the Democratic side this time. And so so you put it all together. And we obviously need Democrats to support it. Troy Carter has been great.
For sure.
But if you don't have enough votes to do it as a purely Democrat, purely Republican play, and so we've got to have things in there. And my co-lead is a guy from Rhode Island, and Rhode Island being a tiny little state on the Atlantic coast, they need help to build resiliency, and this helps them build resiliency. And he's been a good partner.
Senator, I wanted to ask you about two other bills, the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act. I think that's passed through Senate committee and waits to be scheduled on the Senate floor. Any update on that? I mean, as you well know, that's something very important to radio stations like WWL, and obviously in the event of the storms, because of our reach, 13 or 14 states during the day and up to 30, depending on atmospheric conditions throughout the day. Your thoughts?
Yeah, so... first, let me say, I didn't care for Joe Biden as a president, but I do like the story that once when we first met, he was a vice president then, and he talked about how he used to listen to WWL, to listen to Billy Cannon. He called him Billy Boom Boom Cannon. I didn't know that was Billy's nickname, but he used to go out into his car, listen to WWL, to listen to LSU football with Billy Cannon. So you, when you speak about your reach going across 30 states, that comes to mind. I don't know if Schumer is going to bring this up. Schumer is controlling the Senate right now. And so if he brings it up, I think it will get included in a year-end package. Just one of those things they tuck in. Probably that has a better chance. I can imagine Elon Musk opposing this bill. So because I think, as I understand it, it is the Teslas of the world that don't want to include AM radio. That may have a better chance this Congress. And if Schumer is going to include it, I don't know that.
Yeah. Hopefully they do, because I, like you, I think the politics align better in this Congress than they may in future congressional sessions. The other bill, the Social Security Fairness Act, I know that you're aware of this. It's one that's near and dear to pensioners in Louisiana. Your thoughts about this bill?
Yeah, so just for the, again, people who aren't aware of this, this bill would repeal something called the Windfall Elimination Provision and the Government Pension Offset. So what's the background? When Bill Clinton was the president, it goes that far back, Newt Gingrich was the Speaker of the House. They cut a deal to balance the budget. But they did it by cutting Social Security benefits to federal and state employees who, while they were a federal and state employee, didn't pay into the Social Security system. So you're a teacher. You work for 20 years in the state. You become invested. You leave, and you work for 20 years in the private sector. She got cut more than she should have been cut. So she didn't get as many as somebody who worked 40 years in the private sector, but she still worked 20, and she got cut way more than she should have been cut. So it's just unfair, but that's how they ended up balancing it. Well, it comes to light, you know, when people start to retire, wait a second, this isn't good. We're getting totally ripped off on this. The bill you just mentioned, the Social Security Fairness Act, would repeal that provision. Now, the problem, and I'm all for that, I am all for that. The problem is that it's expensive, and so I don't know whether Schumer will include it in the year-end package, because you got to pay for it. So how that's going to happen, I don't know. But I am advocating that it include it, and I'm pushing for it. If it doesn't work, I have my own Social Security bill, which I'll bring up next year, in which we would kind of fix all of Social Security, and because it's going insolvent, and repeal weapon GPO. So put that as part of the bigger picture. So if this doesn't pass, we got a backup plan for next Congress.
Yeah, I know that a number of folks thought it might make it through this Congress, but I'm beginning to believe that's not going to happen. Your thoughts on that?
Not giving up on it. Not giving up on it. It's just expensive, and it's not paid for coming out of the House. And so if it goes to what is called the four corners, you have Schumer and McConnell and Mike Johnson and Hakeem Jeffries, the lead Democrat in the House of Representatives from New York, decide to do it, it can happen. But it's not paid for. And so that's going to be the key thing. And obviously, ideally, you'd pay for things.
Yeah. Yeah. Final thoughts.
You know, I was just thinking today, Newell, we live in the greatest country in the history of the world. And some folks, you know, complain about our country. There's things to complain about. There's always something that could get better. On the other hand, we are so blessed. We are so blessed. So on this Thanksgiving Day, we can just remember that just as the pilgrims and just as through history, we've just had to sit down and count our blessings. This is a great time for people in Louisiana and Americans in general to just count our blessings.
No doubt about that, and we wish you the best for the Thanksgiving holidays. You guys break for a little while, then y'all come back, in December, and then the session ends?
No, we're back on Monday. I'm here right now in Louisiana, but we go back up on Monday, and we'll be pretty busy all the way up until Christmas. Theoretically, we get out on the 20th. I can imagine it going a little bit longer than that, but we'll be we've got a lot of stuff to do in the next 3 weeks.
And there's a lot of stuff coming from the Democrat side that I've seen it. I don't know how to characterize it. Some of it's crazy, in my view.
Well, they were trying to get a bunch of judges put through because we had people like, you know, J.D. Vance is now going to be vice president, Marco Rubio. They were both down with Trump in Florida. And then we had a guy that elected governor of Indiana, so he was in Indiana. So Schumer saw his opportunity and started pushing judges through. And, you know, some of them were just like, my friend John Kennedy says, you know, the guy that makes you stand up and announce your pronouns before he'll hear your case should not be a federal judge. And so John has a great way of putting things. And so, so we got everybody back. And they stopped putting up their federal judges right when the guy from Indiana flew back in. They saw him, and then they struck a deal with us that they wouldn't put any more up on the circuit court. So, So, you know, they were counting votes and they didn't think we had them. So we had to rally everybody back.
Absolutely. The games that are played right towards the bitter end of every session, for sure. Well, thank you so much for joining us, U.S. Senator Bill Cassidy. We really appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Thanks, Newell. You and yours.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oconheart Jewelers Talk and Text line. Give us a shout. We've got some minutes left. And we'll talk about anything. Stay with us.